Just relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, it's a shot. They're bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand. Come with me. The music's to the right frequency. It's time for a little intimacy, yeah. DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood. No other podcast made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
R&B Live. R&B Live. To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up with my
baby. R&B Live.
R&B Live.
R&B
Live.
R&B Live.
Yeah. 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 Yes. Hey.
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 Hey. Hey. Welcome to R&B Live Podcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, make sure you tune in and check out www.rnb-live.com. It's your girl, Tasha. We in the building, and you know I got my besties, my R&B besties with me.
Oh, I like that. I like that shit. I like that shit.
We better be the besties.
Yes. First, we got the beautiful, the amazing Sade.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Aw, thanks. Thank you.
And my other BFF.
I'm a BFF.
DJ Kiefer. Ooh, what's up? What's up, you guys? How you guys feeling today?
I'm doing good.
We got an exciting show. I'm so excited for what's to come.
Yeah.
We are bringing the R&B culture. We're bringing the live music.
Live performance?
Live performances.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Tell them.
We had a hot performances last week. We're going to keep the shit going
this
week.
We're going to keep it going. So you guys make sure y'all keep it locked the whole entire time. Can't even get out. The whole entire time. Keep it locked.
Tongue tied.
We got a great show. We got R&B news, which you, my boy.
Yep. I got some.
I hear you talking about my girl, so.
You goddamn right.
You know we're gonna be beefing if you saying something bad about her.
What's her tag name? The Beehive. The Beehive.
You gonna get stung, bro.
I got some sprays for that. But you know.
But before we. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Before we keep it moving, you know we got our great DJ Lawless in the house.
Hola, everybody.
Welcome back.
DJ. You know we miss you when you're gone, and we love you when you're back.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
What up, everybody?
What up? How are you?
I am good. I'm glad the rain stopped out here.
Yeah, it's nice though.
It's nice. It is nice. That just tells me that summer is gonna be blazing.
Yeah. So we gotta be prepared.
You think so? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Get a tank top.
When is it not, guys? Triple degrees is always blazing. So
this is true.
When is it not hot?
Well, Vegas?
Everybody got their drinks. Let's.
Well, no. We gotta do our song. You know. Tasha. Sade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lawless. I got a new song for y'all.
Is it a jam?
I think I did it early. I did it twice.
Did we get audience?
We have an audience.
Was it? We're on time.
I can't even say. Everybody do it at the same time. I can't.
Yeah.
I definitely did it early, but that was a practice.
I think we messed up. But I got a new song for y'all.
We love the new songs. What you got for us?
This is out of Avir's camp.
Oh, Avir. Shout out to Avir.
We love you.
And Aaron, of course.
Aaron, AT out of the ATL. You know what I'm saying, Aaron Thomas. Yeah, I got a new song. Her name is D. Nicole. Almost close to you.
Close to our special guest we
got
here.
I know.
This song is called Private Show. So y'all heard it first right here on the R&B Live podcast. Your man Kiefer.
Got a shot A.
And your girl Tasha.
Boom.
Boom. So hot.
Then give you some more. Yeah, yeah. Know you like that, yummy. Let me serve it up. He call me the mommy every time we yeah, yeah. Picture me rolling. My body all over you, baby. Full disclosure. All in this cat like I'm Doja. Yeah, yeah. Keep on stroking this. Got your hands on my hips. Oh, nah, nah. We getting closer now. But after this, go another round. We got more positions. We gon' finish what we started. It's better when it's wetter. Know you like it with my legs over your shoulders. Cause it ain't no holding back, 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 no. When we make love to this track, yeah, baby. And the night's low for the private show. You already know that I'm ready. Don't tiptoe, give me deep strokes. I'ma take it all if you let me. If you let me. Make you go crazy. Yeah. Make you feel like I'm the one for you. Put it on your lost control. You don't know.
Welcome back to the R&B Live podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That was hot.
I like that song.
You like it?
I like that. Yeah.
Avira Camp is tight. They
he
are
bringing
doing,
the good.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote. I think he vocal produced it and wrote it.
Dang,
she got a nice little vibe too. I like it. Remind me of Money.
Yeah, that's right? Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah, Money Long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. And something about her remind me of Jody. Remember Jody Watley? I know she's something about her just reminds me of her.
Well, let's get our drink on because
I'm going to need it. Here we go.
Let's toast.
So we call this glamour hood. Cognac in a wine glass.
Oh, yeah, the Douce.
With the Douce. I do it like
just
that.
Straight up.
Where's
Dimples it? Music. She
straight
got a
Dimples.
Dude.
Yeah, Dimples. This is always like my
no
shout out to her.
Chaser.
This is my shout out to Dimples every time.
Are you sure you're gonna finish that?
That's not Coca Cola, bro. That's
right. It's not iced tea. Okay.
It's just Douce.
Well,
I'm
about to drink A.
There you go.
So let's cheers to laughter, love, and R&B.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
Clink, clink, clink.
Rinse it with the gear.
Oh, we gotta be careful. I know.
There we go. I didn't want to leave you hanging. I got you.
Thank you.
Wow. Ooh, that's definitely.
That's a buff drink.
That's a grown man drink.
That's a grown man drink.
Guys, so we have a lot to talk about in the R&B news world. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, you know, well shit, let's begin.
Let's begin. Let's go.
Bring it, Kiefer.
All right, here we go. Let me get
all the dope.
So I'm cutting all the damn shit because Jay Boogie decided to go on a date and went to the movies.
Without us.
You know,
hopefully he watches the movie.
Huh? I don't know. He better be on a fucking date. That's all I gotta say. Because he ain't going.
Or your ass is ours.
Yeah, we're gonna talk shit about you, Jay Boogie.
Mm-hmm. Jay Boogie.
See, when you're not here, you get talked about.
Yep.
Yes.
Except
you
do. The ladies. Jay Boogie,
except though. The ladies. Ladies don't get talked about.
I don't know about that.
I'm like,
Nah, it's equal over here, son.
Nah, we definitely don't.
No. He said equal over here, son. All right, let me get into some R&B news. So, want to talk about my guy, my friend Teddy Riley.
Oh, Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy Riley.
I love Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy Riley. His mom passed away.
Two
weeks ago. Yeah. So here's look at the flyer. Mama Riley. We call her Mama Riley. She will be deeply missed, man. Rest in peace, Mama Riley. Mm-hmm. My condolences to you, TR.
Yes. So. Yeah. We send our condolences.
But I also want to talk about Teddy Riley, you know, on some positive stuff.
Okay.
You know, he is the figure of music industry as has left an incomparable mark as a producer, singer, songwriter, the pioneer of New Jack Swing genre. His legacy as a visionary artist and producer. As of 2024, Teddy Riley boosts his net worth to $50 million.
Oh, yeah.
The man is... Damn. Yeah, so...
Did that money make you...
A little bit.
Made you a little excited.
A little bit. Yeah. So, you know, so... Yeah, so,
but that's good. That's a huge accomplishment.
That's a big compliment. Yes, you know, but I don't like when people know my business. So, Teddy, I know you mad about that shit. Like, how the... Y'all don't even know how much money I make. Shit, you know? You know, so, but... But big shout out to you, man. I love you, man. Yeah. You know, much respect, man. We need you over there. We need you over there, bruh.
Yeah. Come on, Teddy.
You know, he's not in Vegas no more. He's not in Vegas no more, so now I got to fly him out. All right, so we got the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees.
Yay.
Of course, we only going to talk about the R&B shit because I don't care about the other ones.
Hey. This is what we do.
We do gotta mention them. But
it
yes,
we could go in depth. R&B culture.
Yeah, R&B culture. Yes. Everything R&B.
I like the list.
We got Kool & the Gang.
Okay. Hey.
Let's go, boys.
That's funny because I thought they would be in by now.
I thought they would have been at least one of the first.
I thought they would be in by now. So,
I mean, they have to be. That's yes. Congrats to them.
Yeah,
I'm really
and
happy.
Mariah.
Remember Amir played for Kool & the Gang? He came over here.
Who?
Amir?
That drink is already working, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's working already.
Well, you're going
to need to add some water in there.
I know.
You're going to have to remind me on that because I don't remember Amir. Who the fuck is Amir?
No, I'm the guy that was mentoring me and investing.
You didn't say all that. Now I remember.
Okay. Well, I haven't had many people over here, so.
That's true. Okay, that guy. Okay.
But well, shout out to Kool & the Gang.
And shout out to Amir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And those are some good ones. And her favorite of all time.
Of course.
Sade.
Yes. Which I am surprised he hasn't been in that show.
Yeah. Me too.
Didn't her birthday just pass too?
She's your favorite singer.
It was
singer
January
too?
15th.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
same birthday as Aaliyah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know because they're 2 days ahead of mine.
Those are some good inductees.
Yeah.
And just very well deserved.
I was surprised that Kool & the Gang hasn't been in yet. And also, I was surprised that Mariah Carey hasn't been in yet.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, so. But same. Yeah, big shout out. We're loving it. So I gotta talk about Beyonce. This is for
all the dope honey. Oh boy.
Nope.
Well, you know, my girl.
Well, you know,
she's coming out.
She's got this, you know, country album.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I haven't heard it.
You guess.
I guess. You know. But I got something for you.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Let's name 16 hip-hop or R&B artists that
transition.
Yeah. I was going to say transfusion. Transition from their R&B to country.
Yeah.
Do you guys know who those are? Let me tell you right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You don't want to...
Well, you know,
I was going to say.
I was going to guess.
Thanks for asking.
I know.
Is Nelly one of them with country grammar?
Hey, man.
Yeah,
I had to get my guess in there.
Well, that guess is right, but that's hip hop though.
I'll take it.
Her,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Which I was surprised.
Singer, songwriter, guitarist.
There you go.
has a foot in several different genres, and country music has no exception. I can't. Yeah. I need my glasses.
Okay, we will. We got you.
Okay. We got you.
In 2021.
Oh yeah. Okay. So in 2021, she did a special performance at the CMT Awards, with Chris Stapleton, which I love.
Oh yeah.
I do love Chris.
They both performed a duet called "Hold On."
Oh, so, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
See, that's a good country song.
Yeah. It is. I do like that song.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so there's a handful of individuals, a handful of artists that are just making their way into country, which is crazy. They're making a change. Do you guys want, why? Why do you think?
Because it's a big market.
They need it.
They need it right now.
I think they need to switch it all up.
And can I say the truth?
Yes.
Country music came from black folks.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they need to get it back.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that what we're doing?
Yeah, but I don't know why Justin Timberlake is on there. So he's another. He's another R&B artist that transitioned.
He again has done a collaboration with Chris. Chris Stapleton is just reaching out to every artist out there and just kind of being like, let's collab and
good for
do
Chris.
Our thing, guys. So that's nice.
I did not know that Money Long.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know she had a country song.
I didn't know she had one.
So let's read what the bio says. She began performing under the name Money Long. What? That's okay. The same name.
Yeah, so...
In 2019. But her fans may recognize her as Priscilla Renee.
That was her country name.
That's her country name. Uh-huh. Oh, that's her alias.
And she's written hits for Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Rihanna, and Pitbull.
Come on, Money Long. Well,
I already knew her pen game was fire. Her pen game was fire.
I didn't know that.
I knew her pen game was fire.
That's a wide range just off the bio itself.
Yeah. She's always been eating. I'm going to go ahead and bypass Beyonce.
No, you're not.
We got to talk about Beyonce.
You about to get stoned.
The lady of the hour. I'm
going to get the Beehives on you.
Go on.
It's no surprise that Yonce has country roots. You know, she's a Texas gal. We understand that.
Absolutely.
In Lemonade, she did come out with a single that was country inspired, I guess I should say.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, and now she has a whole album. How do you guys feel about it?
I haven't heard it yet, but I heard it's doing well.
Already?
Yeah, it's doing really well.
How do you feel, Tasha?
I'm open to it.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of her, so I want to hear it.
Okay.
How are you, Kiefer?
I think you're holding back. What's going on?
What's going on?
I feel like you were.
Let me finish this drinky drink, and I'll tell you.
Don't do that.
I don't know if we want that.
I'll tell you how I really feel. Kay Michelle.
Yeah, she didn't.
She's an incredible country singer.
She is.
Yeah. I've heard her music.
I've heard a few songs, but I haven't heard her whole album.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go ahead and
That's our roots.
Yeah, we'll go down to the hip hop because, you know, Lala's like the hip hop.
Sorry, guys.
So me too.
We got
Lala's not by himself.
Yeah. We got LL Cool J.
Wow.
Nelly.
He's finally gone.
Little Nas X.
LL Cool J came out a long time ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, what the
hell? It was like when Will Smith came out with Wild Wild West.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, hold on now.
It was like those times.
I see.
So that's that's when he was doing his thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And we got Ludacris.
Luda.
Little Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of him.
Post Malone.
You never heard of Little Dirk?
Oh, my God.
Come on,
Kiefer.
Now.
What's going on,
He's
man?
He's solely R&B and R&B only, okay? You don't know nobody.
R&B like this. I don't bump pants.
No. I feel old too, Kiefer. I feel old. Because tell me.
Are you calling me old?
No, but I'm with you though. Because anytime I watch these award shows, I don't know a lot of the people. Like the Grammys are other people, and I see people like other award shows, and I'm like, who are these motherfuckers?
That's so hilarious.
I don't know who you are. Like,
I guess as a DJ, I kind of pay attention.
I'm shocked you actually put them on this list.
Yeah.
Thank you for recognizing.
Just, you know, I'm gonna dive into the hip hop.
Hip hop has its own, but it's definitely part of the R&B culture. Yeah.
No doubt. It's the culture.
A lot of bridges over there. Yeah. A lot of bridges back and forth.
Definitely.
So the last two on the list is Post Malone and Snoop D-O-double-G.
There we go.
Who does Snoop Dogg have a country song?
Right.
What has Snoop Dogg not
Post
done?
Post Malone, I'm sure.
I ate my ham dog in Central, South Central.
I'm pretty sure Snoop Dogg
has produced probably a whole country album.
We don't know about
He's done everything in life.
I know.
Other than he has, finish.
Right?
All right, so we got also Chris Brown. Just the name of the last on the list, Chris Brown.
No.
He has a country song?
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
No.
No, never mind. No. Chris Brown got a new song, a new album coming out.
We got new music.
New music.
We're talking about new music, guys.
Yeah.
New music.
We're going to edit that shit out.
So we got some hot artists coming out with some new music, some new albums.
Yep. So Chris Brown got the new 1111 Deluxe album. Okay. This is his 11th. Recording studio album.
Mm-hmm. And there's 11 songs on it, believe it or not. So we got the 11th date. And it's coming out April 11th. So we got...
There we go.
Okay. Keeping it going.
I'm surprised he only have 11 songs because... Usually, he loves
like double albums. Songs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like
but that's
songs.
Good. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad.
That makes a lot of
sense. I'm glad he's doing...
So,
can't wait to hear it.
I like to, you know, take this back to the old school.
Okay.
Keith Sweat.
Oh my man.
Kroner, Keith Sweat. He's got a new single out.
I was listening to him earlier.
Lay You Down. Why every song has gotta be every song gotta be like, I'm about to do something to you.
I mean, it's,
and if you
it's
don't,
Keith,
because
that's though. How y'all men are.
And if you,
y'all men like the fuck.
And if you
I mean, she do got a point. I mean,
you nasty.
Just a little.
Okay. Well, I'm good. I haven't heard the song yet, so we'll definitely play it on the R&B live podcast.
I would love to hear that.
Yep.
See what Keep talking about.
This artist is probably the most underrated artist I've had in a long time. Noel Gordon. Did I say it right?
Noel.
You know, Gordon. Remember that song, The River Back Down the
yes.
River?
Yes. I like that song.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that one either.
Super
Second. No. How does it go?
It's in your era.
Is it?
Yeah.
How does it go?
We'll play.
I'll sing it real quick.
No.
You sit back and
take a drink and sing it one time.
Yeah,
three bars.
You got this.
Remind me,
Kiefer. I believe in you.
Come on.
Next on the list. So let's talk about Usher and the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Tell me how y'all feel about the Super Bowl.
I was dying.
Yes, he was dying.
Yes. He killed that shit.
The outfit coming out like Swiss.
I was there to see Usher. I was there to see nobody and nobody else.
Hey, I don't care.
I don't care about
the
football
games. Girl.
Yeah.
There was a football game at Usher's concert. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, there was.
So check I really didn't.
So check. I want each of you guys to tell me your top three Super Bowl halftime performances.
Oh my goodness.
Michael Jackson, Rihanna, and Usher.
Woo! What's yours?
Janet Jackson.
Oh, that was a good one, though.
Yes. Give me three. Give me two more.
Prince.
Yes. When it started raining when he was playing Purple Rain.
I know that.
The shit started raining.
I just heard that song yesterday.
Usher.
Oh my God.
And Usher.
And Usher?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, mine is Prince, Usher, and Michael Jackson.
There you go. Those are good.
Not in those orders, because they could flip flop any one.
I understand. So, but they were all good.
Yeah, they were good.
And let me give you some stats, guys. This was history making. 123.4 million people tuned in to see Usher. Not the game.
Just
Usher.
I was one of them. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
He's the king.
And I was one
of
them.
He is the king of R&B right now. The king of Vegas, king of R&B, I'm telling you guys. Not only that, he got married out here in Vegas.
After the Super Bowl.
I got married out here in Vegas, too, and I'm not marrying
him. Oh, my God. No, they've been together a really long time, him and Jennifer. They finally tied the knot. They went to a drive-thru chapel here in Vegas in downtown, which is hilarious.
That's the one I went to.
That's.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh,
I DJed a wedding over there.
Hey! I gotta go back to the performance, man. Did Usher grab Alicia Keys' booty too much?
No, he grabbed her by the waist one time.
No,
did he grab?
I don't care.
It was one.
I would have grabbed it too.
Swiss Beats.
I would have grabbed.
Was not
it too.
Mad, but he did. He did make.
I'm
it
gonna tell you right
how
now.
How could you be mad?
Swiss Beats is sitting somewhere nice.
You see that smile on her face?
Off of that Super Bowl check. Ain't nobody worried about none of that.
No.
Yeah.
And if he's probably produced some of the tracks for Usher.
I know.
On the background.
Yeah.
Usher's probably dancing with his. Or he's probably dancing with his wife. So it don't matter.
Well, they are performers. What's the big deal?
You gotta sell
it. I don't understand.
You gotta sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I mean, if, they if it both wasn't are a good married. Show. Like,
no.
I think it was harmless.
It was harmless. No. The internet thing.
Not you guys, but the internet. Why were they making it a big deal? The internet
made a big thing about it. Swizz Beatz chimed on and said, "Y'all need to stop playing. I'm gonna praise my queen and my bro."
Yes.
So, when you're dating a performer.
And they go to work.
Gotta expect them to perform at work. Yeah. You can't get mad at none of that. If she was doing that in the dark, then there's different conversations. But she was at work, bro. Don't stress.
Exactly.
Alicia is an angel. Okay?
I love Alicia. So check this out. So y'all heard it when she cracked in the beginning of the song, right?
They fixed it.
They fixed it on the YouTube page. They auto-tuned it.
Wow. Oh, it was bad.
It was bad. She said, "My shirt is on fire."
What song was that? That's in key.
That's in key.
You were in key to how bad she did the very first note.
but it was only like two words.
It was quick.
Yeah, it was quick. Okay. She caught herself.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it was
still one of the best.
I didn't catch it.
Anyway,
I didn't catch it either.
It's okay, Alicia. No one caught it.
So since we on this Usher thing, you know, I wanted to really wanted to take it back where he just killed the scene. One of the old jams of Usher. This is one of my favorite jams. Go ahead and play that, Mr.
Got you.
Mr. Lawless. Go and get that. This is your man, Kiefer.
Sade.
And Tasha.
What is this?
This is an R&B live.
Let's go.
Well, Usher. Nice of you to join us today.
Oh my God!
Remember, people, this test counts for half your grade, so I hope all of you are studying. Usher, we'll go to the nurse's office. Oh my God!
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What? I ain't trying to be
Sing it, boy.
What? Hey. Can you keep with it?
It's like that.
Hey. It's the mic. You know, it's all about that
it's
mic.
It's like that.
Oh. Yeah. That's the shit.
Yes. Woo. Yes. That was a night. I haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah, that was.
Welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast.
Hey, guys.
So, welcome back, man. It's your man Kiefer right here on the R&B Live Podcast. We have an extraordinary performance, man, a lyricist, songwriter, artist, Miss D'Elia Nicole.
Put no one above you. They line up my world, baby. Don't even think you know. Time after time you call my phone, and I picked up on the first ring every time. Think about all of the times, yeah. You make me smile, yeah. It ain't temporary, it's forever. The way you kiss and touch me, ooh, feel love me. You make me wanna come over and make something happen. No more distractions, your main attraction. The way you kiss and touch me, ooh, feel love me. You make me wanna come over and make something happen. No more distractions, your main attraction. Oh yeah. I tell you time and after time, yeah, that if you eat it up and beat it right, I'll give you all my time, yeah. Ain't no questions, just all answers, yeah. Man, I'm so excited, got me contemplating quitting my job, yeah. Oh, all I wanna do is, oh, got me screaming out, oh, grab me by the neck and oh, got me losing control, got me losing control. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, feel loving. You make me wanna come over and make something happen. No more distractions, your main attraction. The way you kiss and touch me, ooh, feel loving. You make me wanna come over and make something happen. No more distractions, your main attraction. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, babe. Your main attraction, baby. I said your eyes are like the stars.
Thank you.
Yo, ladies, y'all, did she kill it or what?
She killed it. I love that song.
Wow. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, recording artist D'Elia Nicole. Let's go, baby girl.
Welcome.
Thank y'all so much for having me.
I love that song.
Thank you.
Wow. You are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, why are you so vibrant?
Ask my mama. You gotta ask my mama.
Get it from my mama. Well, welcome to the R&B Live Podcast here in Las Vegas.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's my first time out here. I'm having a blast too.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Well, we'll get the big shout out to your manager.
Yes. Yeah,
big shout out,
Miss Amber. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. We'll give you government name. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Well, just the first. You know, not the whole thing.
It's Ebony.
What did I say?
Amber. You done butchered it.
Oh, my God.
You was confident too.
Shout out to the manager, Miss Ebony.
It's okay. We was prepared.
I was doing pretty good, huh?
You was.
You see the
good.
You
I'm
see
not
the,
gonna lie.
And I looked at her. I looked at her. Yeah. Ebony. I mean Amber. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start this shit over again. Okay.
Love that song.
But yeah, love that song. That song is beautiful.
Thank you. Yes. I appreciate it.
The name of that song was the first.
Main Attraction.
Main Attraction. Give me who produced it. Who wrote it?
So who produced it? I get my beats off of YouTube. I buy them off of YouTube. So
what?
I really don't know who produced them. If I like it, I just purchase it and boom.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. That's good. It's been working out for you.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully.
Yeah, yes.
Hopefully in the end.
It will. Because you have an amazing voice.
Thank
so,
you.
You know, so, you know, that right there, you know, you got the talent. You know, just got to keep on the grind.
Definitely.
So tell us. Mm-hmm. How this all started for you? When the R&B soul got into your spirit?
Right. So my mom and dad play R&B music all the time. So it's like it's all around me. But when it really stuck with me to the point where I knew I wanted to do it, I think I was about 8, maybe 9 years old singing in my room. And I'm like, that's when I kind of realized that I really can sing. I'm like, dang, I kind of sound good right now. I'm like, let me run that back real quick. I'm just singing. I'm like, dang, I kind of sound good. So once I knew I really sounded good, that's why I'm like, I got to keep on sticking with this. And
wow.
I was only like 8 or 9. So
really?
Once I really started to get serious, it was just...
It was a wrap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's... Okay.
You got a question?
I'm hearing in these streets that you're the mm-hmm. future of R&B. How do you feel about that?
I'm feeling real confident about that.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
There
we go.
Yes. I'm not gonna lie. I'm feeling
real confident. Talk that.
Yeah, I can vouch for that statement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that's right.
I'm definitely the future of R&B, amongst other people too. I'm not gonna push nobody off of the cliff or whatever. You know, it's gonna be me amongst other artists too.
Right.
We are gonna be the future, but yeah.
How long you been like singing professionally or you know independently? I guess you could say.
So I'm gonna say like as far as taking it serious, like as how long I've been taking it serious. I'm gonna say I'm 28 right now, so I would say 8 years.
There you go.
When I was 20, I think that's around the time when I really started to take it serious.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And are you from Atlanta?
I was born in Jersey.
Okay.
Came to Atlanta when I was about 7, maybe 8. And then I moved to Tampa in 2019 and just moved back to Atlanta last month. So.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. You've been in Tampa the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was a change for me, too. Honestly, Las Vegas reminds me of Tampa a little bit.
Mm.
When I first came here, it kind of reminded me.
Yeah.
Just the scenery and just, like, what it looked like, the traffic, it just reminded me of
really?
Tampa.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic cones.
Well, I know you don't get the heat, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, you might get the humidity.
That's what I miss, though. I miss the heat in Tampa because it's cold in Georgia right now.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Georgia gets snow.
Hey, she needs to move out to Vegas.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah, my sister just texted me today and was like, you look like you having fun. You need to move out there. I said, don't tip me. Don't tip me because I will leave.
So what's the scene like now that you're back in Atlanta, coming back from Tampa? Like, what's it like now? Has it changed a lot? Or are you just kind of like...
Georgia changes all the time.
Yeah.
It's a spot called Lovejoy. We call it Clayco. I don't know if you heard like Lotto. You know the rapper Lotto, right?
Yeah.
She claimed Clayco. We both from Clayco. Like, that's a part of Atlanta. So it's not Atlanta. It's like 20 minutes away from the city.
Okay.
But yeah, the scenery changes a lot. But I'm never gonna forget it. It's Atlanta, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing really changed. The only thing I will say that's just a little different for me is just like adjusting as far as like my clientele, because I do hair. In Tampa my clientele was so big, like in Georgia, even though I'm from Atlanta, my clientele wasn't as big because it's so big, like it's so much competition. Everybody does hair in Atlanta.
Yeah.
When I moved to Tampa, it's not that much competition, so I was getting clientele and then boom, I moved back and I'm like, damn,
Gotta build it back up.
Yes. Gotta get the brand back up. Do you feel like there's a lot of competition in the Atlanta scene as opposed?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like,
it don't even have to be like a stylist that's doing their hair. It could be their cousin. They like, oh, my cousin do my hair. I don't need you. Yeah. So it's like, okay. All right, I'll sit back.
So how is the music scene for you in regards of how you're able to maneuver in Atlanta with the
music
scene?
That's like 100% better. That's why I'm like, I don't mind. Because that's the reason I moved. That's the main reason why I moved. Like, my music. Mm. I really want to make it. I know I'm going to make it too. Like, that's why
I love it.
I'm like, I have to move back.
I love it. I love it. Let me ask you this. So, what is your writing process in regards to putting a song together?
I like when people ask me that question. So my writing process, I sit in the mirror, in front of the mirror. I stand in front of the mirror with my beats on just like this. And I just vibe to some beats, like literally beats. Like these are my beats and I search for beats on YouTube. And I'm just vibing. If it catch my eye, I'm just freestyling and keep on remembering what I'm doing. And go and go and go. That's all I do. That's it. It has to be a beat, though. You know, some people write without a beat and then find a beat later. I can't do that.
Right.
It's too much.
Right.
Like, I need the beat so I can just come up with my melody and everything. And
so do you come up with the melody and the chorus first?
No, it's the melody, probably.
Okay.
Probably
okay.
the melody
okay.
first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay. So I...
Oh no, I was saying.
I've noticed I was going on your IG and you were singing a birthday song to your sister.
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't the typical happy birthday. Did you actually write that song?
No, I did not. Oh, I wish I did. I wish I did.
Because I liked it.
Thank
it was so
that
nice.
I love
that
song.
That was fire.
Yeah,
you guys go
song.
And check out her IG.
Yeah.
let them know where to check
okay,
you out.
Okay, yeah. Y'all can follow me on IG at Dalia.Nicole. Nicole is with two E's. So that's DELIAH.NICOLEE.
Yeah. Yes. Also on there, I noticed you had your daughter and she was promoting with you.
My baby girl.
She is too cute. But
Thank you
being an artist, how difficult is that, you know, managing? And I think it's very inspiring, you know, to pursue this and have a child. But
right. So I will say it's a lot easier for me now because my family is here. When I was in Tampa, it was just me, my daughter, and her dad.
Okay.
That's it. But we ended up breaking up, and I'm here. And I'm with my family now, so it's like I have help.
Good.
Like, I'm in Vegas
it's a
right
big
now.
Difference.
If I was in Tampa, I would not be able to
come.
Here.
Take the village. It takes
the
village.
It does.
It takes
I
the
would
village.
Not be, because my baby would not be here in Vegas with me. I'm not bringing my baby.
No.
Definitely
no.
not.
Oh, no.
Turn up. Turn up. Got the baby with bottle service.
I know.
Right?
So what new project are you coming out now? I mean, I see you're very fluent on Spotify and got on the social media. So what's new
for projects? I wouldn't really say projects, but I am releasing songs, but they're going to be released as singles though.
Okay.
For right now.
Okay.
Until once I start getting my fan base up, I start to release the projects, you know?
Okay.
I feel like I need a bigger fan base to actually do a full project, like an EP or an album or something, you know? I feel like it's more beneficial to do singles and promote that. And then, you know, once your fan base get bigger, it's time to drop that project.
Yeah. Well, I like the singles on there right now.
Yeah.
So
really? Yeah.
And the visuals are tight. The visuals
Thank
are tight.
God.
Yeah,
Thank
you got the visuals down. And we might have to hook you up with Avir and, Aaron Thomas. Aaron Thomas is in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right, great vocalist, producer, writer, engineer. So you know, you can have the whole package.
Okay.
Right there. Yeah, I'll forward that information to you. Let's see, what else? So you want to ask that question?
If you could, we'd like to ask our artists this question, but if you could build your own super like R&B group or musical group, dead or alive, who would they be? Who, like, what artist would you choose?
Like a R&B group?
Yeah.
Adding myself in the group?
Oh, you want to add yourself? Yeah, you could.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, people pick their own group, you know.
Exactly. So if we do a group with myself, that's interesting.
Would it be all girls?
Yes.
Okay.
All girls.
Keeper might want to come on because he's always trying to get.
You got the vocals.
I mean, he,
yeah.
I definitely want to be a part of that. I'll play the keys.
It'll probably be me, And I love Chloe. It has to be Chloe in there.
Okay, Chloe.
Chloe, and I'm going to choose Rihanna because I feel like me.
Yes.
Chloe,
there you go. There that's you go. A good one.
That is.
That's a good one.
I used to want to give up. I used to want to give up my left nut for Rihanna, but now yeah, I don't Rihanna. Know.
No yeah, more? She,
no,
you
no,
just
no. want
to give up the right one now?
Oh, my goodness. Something like that. Yeah, yeah, something like, yeah, 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 something like that. So, you know, what we do here at the R&B Live Podcast, because we have a huge budget. Huge budget. We want to put you. We want to put you on the Wall of Fame.
Okay.
There we go.
I feel honored to be up there.
Yes.
So we. So you know. So you know. I had the pleasure of getting this beautiful picture of you. Look
That's
at that hair,
beautiful.
Girl.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for dreads and this right here.
That's all I need to know.
So if you could do us a favor, a blessing, mm-hmm. to sign this,
yes,
and you know, and put you on the way. So what song are you gonna close out with us? What song are you gonna close out with us?
The song I'm gonna close out is Private Diary.
Private Diary.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yes.
So give everyone your social media platform, mm-hmm. Social where they can find you again, so we make sure.
Okay. So everywhere is Delia Nicole. That's DeliaNicole.
Yeah, yes. Give it up. Let's give it up. Give it up. Let's give up to Delia. Come on, guys.
And you want black? It's up to you.
I'm gonna do black.
Yeah, no. Oh, you can. I have the silver. It's not there.
No.
You can do black. It'll show up. Okay. Just make sure it's on the pink. All right. So you know, hey guys, you know, just make sure you guys tune in. You know, this is the R&B Live Podcast, and Miss Delia. Nicole is going to be performing a song for us to close it out. Man,
I'm excited.
I love it. I can't wait.
She's amazing.
This is your man, Kiefer.
And Sade.
And your girl, Tasha.
Hey, Lawless, what you got for us, man?
So good.
Lila James. All right. Let's play some Lila James, a new one, man. This song is fire. You hear it first right here on the R&B Live Podcast, your man, Kiefer. Let's go.
I'm singing this kind of song, you know, but anyway, it goes like this.
Living life all alone, doing things my own way, love had nothing for me, I always pushed it away, then you came along and changed. And all the right things to say, babe. You seem so perfect for me. I'm not used to feeling this way, but ooh, I'm so gold. I got the love chose for you, babe.
Look at what you've done.
Ooh, what
Yeah. Welcome back. What's your name? Kiefer, R&B Live Podcast. Welcome back. We have an extraordinary performance. Man, what a beautiful talent. R&B singer, songwriter, vocalist extraordinaire, Miss D'Elia Nicole.
Baby, yeah, that's cool. And then I think of the things that we be doing. I love all of the things that we been doing, still doing. But nobody know what's up, cause we just friends to the public. But in private, you know we be loving. I lost my mind the moment you touched it. I'll never give away all this loving, yeah. I want your body on mine. Every time you walk on by, you can see it on my face that you got me like my body is craving for you, baby. I swear I need this on a daily. Come on, baby, show me what I'm missing. It's only been 3 days and oh, I miss you so. Pull up for the one time, pull up for the one time, baby. Pull up for the one time, baby. When I'm writing about you, I don't need no pen. I can go straight off the dome if you listen. We would be way happier if you listen. I ain't gonna tell nobody, don't wanna tell nobody. Promise to keep it silent, I'll be your private diary. Baby.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, D'Elia Nicole, and I'm checking in with R&B Live Podcast in Las Vegas. It's my first time out here, and I'm so excited. I just want to say thank y'all for having me. I'm just excited. I can't wait for y'all to see everything. Y'all can go ahead and follow me on all social medias at D'Elia Nicole. That's D-E-L-I-A-H-N-I-C-O-L-E. Thank you so much. It's D'Elia Nicole on everything.
Welcome back, your man Kiefer right here on the R&B Live Podcast. Wow, she did it again. She's back. She's gonna stay with us.
Yes.
How you doing? Yeah. So we have this thing called, you know, let me, I gotta find it because we ain't got Jay Boogie here, so I gotta find the actual freaking where the damn buttons at, man. Oh, here it is. Okay, so check this shit out.
For you make it look like it's magic. Oh yeah. Cause I see nobody but you.
And I'm gonna beat it like I'ma beat that shit like a drum.
Beat it like a
what?
Drum.
Beat it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. Woo, look at boy, that's my girl. Yeah.
Been a minute.
Yeah. All right, welcome to the top five Silky Sheets. Woo. For your ass.
Yes.
So for those,
I feel like we haven't done it in a while.
So what is this segment? What is it all about, ladies? Tell me what it's all about, ladies.
It's exactly what it says.
Top five.
It's about getting the sheets silky.
Getting it on.
The songs that make you rise to the occasion.
Get a little wet
in the occasion.
Get a little wet.
So DJ Kiefer, you know.
All the stuff we love.
D'Elia, if you didn't know this, girl, I always win this battle.
Because okay, he votes for himself.
Because he votes for himself. Besides all that.
So are we doing like, you got the best song?
Yes.
We pick a song and then people vote on it.
We let the listeners vote.
Yeah. And it has to be the hottest.
But my shit always goes through.
I might win tonight.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I did hear that first song. That was kind of nasty.
And it was, but the next one is nasty too. So we'll see.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, you know,
it's going down tonight.
It's going down tonight. Y'all
going down?
Goodbye. You got my song, right? I mean, goodbye, Lord Jesus.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
DJ Lawless, you got my song, right?
I'm here. What's up? Nah, we love goodbye, but damn, son.
It was the back of the head. You know what I'm saying?
I, oh yeah, goodbye has cornrows.
Yeah, goodbye said. Has cornrows.
He
yeah.
was good. I can see it.
So I'm going independent on y'all.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going independent on y'all because that's how much I love my independent artists.
Come on,
okay.
Come on, independent.
I was going to go independent, but I wasn't going to do it.
That's okay. But I'm gonna let you know that this independent artist is strong. He's from Houston.
Okay.
His name is Addison Day.
Oh.
Hmm.
Hmm. What song is it?
AKA Spider Life.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
This song is called NyQuil.
Ooh.
So every time we get together, it's like NyQuil. I put your ass to sleep. Play that shit, homie. This is your man, DJ Keith, right here. Out. Top five silky sheets for your ass, right here. R&B Live Podcast.
Knock me out.
Sleepless nights, girl. You know what you can do. And I'ma make you feel relaxed and make you hella comfortable. When the medicine get inside you, you gon' be real hot and you gon' get hella tired. 300 milligrams all inside you. You gon' think activists in your body. You gon' be leaning off of this Texas tea. All you need is one dose. Lay down, 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 down. You wanna go to night night. You wanna go to night night.
You can't get this from no pharmacy. So if you want this feeling, all you gotta do is call me. Come and get this NyQuil. Come and get this NyQuil. Baby, come and get that.
Your pharmacist, I'll be. If you need a refill, girl, just call me. Open 24 hours like Walgreens. Don't take too much, girl, cause you'll be walking around slow like your ass is a mummy. Talking real slow like your ass is a dummy.
Now that was your warning. Now we paid attention
to what I'm saying to you. So take it at your own risk. Girl, I'm just trying to prepare you.
Cause my love is like a drug, and I promise you'll be hooked.
You'll be fiending and dreaming about this medicine. All you need.
All you need is one dose. You gon' wanna lay down, 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 down.
All you wanna need is NyQuil. All you need that's one dose. You should let that shit play. Why let that shit fly out? Come on, let that shit play. Come on, man. Anyway, that's your man.
He's excited.
You were feeling that.
Yeah, I like that for real. Yeah,
it was good.
I like that.
That shit was fire.
It was all right.
That's my guy.
I didn't get wet.
No, you been on the show before?
Not yet. He's so damn. Wait. Say that shit. Wait. Hold on. I'm gonna say that shit again. Say it right now.
What's his name again?
His name is Addison Day, aka Spider Life.
Addison Day, bring that ass on to Las Vegas, please.
Come on now, girl. Come on now, girl. Yes.
Tell him.
Tell him. Tell him.
It's about that time. You might as well.
Come on. She here.
Come through.
Sade.
Hello, guys.
What you got? Hold on, wait.
All right.
What you got?
So my song is Midnight Snack by Money Long.
Midnight Snack?
Yes.
I never heard that.
I never heard that either.
It's a good sign. It's going to be the winner. It's a banger. This is Sade. This is my number two top five Suki Cheese. R&B Live, let's go.
Go, baby girl, go.
Is yeah. That old or new?
No, it's new.
Okay. And who's who's the male artist?
So it's Jacob Lattimore.
Jacob Lattimore?
That's mm-hmm. what wow. I said. Wow. When she said that to me, I was like, Jacob, mm-hmm. where you been?
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Actually,
right. I probably that sleeping. Song is fire.
It's fire, right?
Damn. Damn. All right. Yeah, like y'all bring the heat. Y'all bring the heat up.
I feel
month.
Like hers got number one right now.
I'm telling
y'all. Well, hey, the people need to vote. Nice the one. People need to vote.
Please vote. What you got to show?
What you got to show?
You didn't have the song I wanted, but
whoa! Don't put me. No, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no,
yeah.
no, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because we're using your sheet.
I need 24 hours advancement.
Song I got is my sassy friend Trey Songz. You know, can't go wrong with him.
Nah, you can't go wrong.
Nah.
With Trey.
Can't.
Neighbor Know My Name.
Oh.
Damn,
that's a classic.
It is.
That is a classic.
Plot.
Let's go.
Let's go.
R&B Live, top five, Suki Cheese. Here you go.
Making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in, then again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. Girl, your legs keep shaking, I swear we breaking. I knew headboard, headboard. And the love we make, it feels so good. Girl, you know I'm proud. Looking at your lovely face, scream my name. You do it so loud. Scratching, yelling, bet the neighbors know my name. Maybe stressing while we sexing, bet the neighbors know my name. My name, my name. I bet the neighbors know my name. My
this.
And I know you're so excited. If you bite it, they won't heal. And you know just what we're capable of when we make it love. So the music gon' be loud. You gon' scream and shout. Girl, your body's a problem. They call me the problem solver. Let the phone sit on the charger. It can ring all night. They can call, they can knock and be upset. But I bet the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling. Bet the neighbors know my name. They be stressing while we sexing. Bet the neighbors know my name. My name, my name. I bet the neighbors know my name. My while I be banging on your body, they be banging on our wall. While they dreaming, you be screaming. Now they banging on our door. Sometimes she call me Trey. Sometimes she say Tremaine. When it's all said and done, bet the neighbors know my name. Sometimes she call me Trigger, cause I make a body burn.
Welcome back to the R&B Live Podcast with your man Kiefer. Yes.
And Sade. And all of us.
Sade, all of us.
All of us.
And we got the wonderful, the beautiful, talented R&B artist, Miss Dayla.
No.
That was a joke. I thought he was joking. I'm like, that's a joke.
I wish he was.
Dalia.
Yes.
You know why she said, hey, just remember it's Aaliyah
with a D.
And okay. I said, that is a great reference because I love Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. Where's Aaliyah? Here she is right here.
Yes.
I love Aaliyah.
Our baby girl.
I'm sorry, baby.
No, it's good. And it's so funny that you said that because the song that I'm number five, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the fifth song.
You're number four.
I'm number four.
You're number five, but you're
okay.
Number four.
Oh, yeah. All right, so the fourth one on this is my song called Four Page Letter, and it's crazy because you was just saying you love Aaliyah, and she got a song called Four Page Letter.
Are you serious? What? Yeah. Wait. She gets to clap for this.
Yeah.
Hey, no independent artist put their song on the top five.
Nobody.
No one had the guts to do it.
Okay,
she might win.
We're gonna see. Okay, go and make the introduction.
All right, y'all. So this is my single, Four Page Letter, by Dalia Nicole, of course. Let's hear it.
Top five, R&B. Here we go.
My four-page letter for you, baby, so come fuck with me. Always make you smile, but you gon' have a frown if you ever fuck with me. Always hold you down, never mess around. Always put you first, baby, you deserve. Writing my four-page letter for you, baby, so come fuck with me. Always make you smile, but you gon' have a frown if you ever fuck with me. Always hold you down, never mess around. Always put you first, baby, you deserve. Say it with me, I won't ever leave. I can't believe that you're my king and I'm your queen. I seen it from a mile away. I love it how you put it down the other day. I love it when you going down on me. I love the way you go down. Love it. taking control of me, control of me. It's really got a hold on me. Love is really taking control of me, control of me. It's really got a hold on. Love is really taking control of me, control of me. It's really got a hold on. Love is really taking control of me, control of me. It's really got a hold on. Writing my four-page letter for you, baby, so come fuck with me. Always make you smile, but you gon' have a frown if you ever fuck with me. Always hold you down, never mess around. Always put you first, baby, you deserve. Say, do
so. Would you say? Wow, wow. Yo, let's get a clap. Wow. Okay, I'm gonna bow down. You are the winner of the top five Sigma Sheep episode 35.
Yes.
Hands down, hands down.
He has
to get a win. I don't give a fuck what he got. He ain't got shit on her. He ain't got shit on her. You might just go and just quit.
Yeah,
we got top four, not home. Top five.
Thank you.
Wow, girl.
Yeah, I love that song.
Thank you. I do too. That's a fan favorite, actually.
That is a really good song.
Is it
that
an older song, or you just recently released
last
that?
Last year, I released it.
Who wrote it?
I wrote it.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Your pin game is fire.
Yes.
Like, I mean, because let me tell you why it's fire. It's not provocative, nasty, or anything like that. It's very metaphorically, tastefully.
Yes. I like that.
You feel me?
I appreciate that.
No, for real. I mean, cause I thought of the top five Silky Sheets. I like my nasty shit.
Me too. I do too.
You know, I like it wet and sloppy and all the rest of that shit. Come on now. Yeah. But when you write music, I don't need you to tell me what you're gonna do. Metaphorically, tell me what you're gonna do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Did I just drop a bar?
Yeah.
No, for real, for real. I mean, because that same thing like when gospel music, you know, I'm not going to try to switch the tone. Mm-hmm. But that's why I said, don't tell me you're going to fuck me. Yeah. Tell me how you're going to fuck
me. Exactly.
I know that's right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Tell. You know what I'm saying? Preach. How you going to bounce that shit on my shit? Hey. Okay, Lawless, if you want to go ahead and do your shit.
Give me just 30 seconds. I ain't even tripping.
30 seconds?
Yeah, like. I still want to hear your song.
Y'all get the point.
30 seconds. That's what you tell your girl. 30 seconds. That's it. That's all you need.
12 seconds. That's it.
Wait.
Look. So my song is a classic, but it does not compete with the last song for sure. She killed it. You absolutely killed it. Yeah. I downloaded it already.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely
going
to be downloading it.
What you got, bro? All
right. Cupid 112.
Oh,
it's because I got a heart in my head.
Yeah.
My birthday just passed on the 13th.
This dude is so emotionally invested.
Team light skin.
Emotionally. Team light skin.
Yes, that's us, bro.
Yeah. All right, here we go. R&B Live Podcast. This is the top five single sheet. This is Cupid 112. Here we go. Yeah.
I told you I love you, but doesn't mean
Yeah, yeah, boy. Boy, you gotta kill that shit, boy. Hey, kill that shit.
Show it. You made me want a DJ. I need a DJ.
I had to step it up. I had to step
showing
it up.
Showing off.
I want him to show off because he's a turntablist extraordinaire.
Yes.
Where these muscles come from?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Pool season around the corner.
God damn, she got shoulder pads and shit. This girl is fucking buff. Damn, Charlotte.
I've been working.
All right, now. Hey, I do got a Glock 9, so. Glock 19. So you let me know if motherfuckers
try
to.
I got these guns.
I got the other guns. D'Elia.
Yes.
D'Elia.
Thank you, baby girl. Thank you.
You
are
so
such a blessing.
Yeah. Y'all are.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
I feel the love, too. The energy is real.
Good. So to give everyone. Once again, how they can reach you.
So y'all can reach me on all of the social media accounts, D'Elia Nicole. That's D-E-L-I-A-H-N-I-C-O-L-E.
Yeah.
Woo, guys. Woo.
We had a blast. It was so fun. This shit was fire.
Yeah. Fire.
Fire. The top five was probably the best we've had in months.
In a while.
Those songs were good, though. And I'm glad that some of them were songs that I never heard before. I'm like, okay.
I try and keep it that way.
Yeah, she always.
I be going in the underground.
She crate check us all the time. Goddamn
all the time.
Crate check us.
Got you guys.
But I want to thank everyone. You know, thank you for coming through. DJ Lawless, man.
Of course.
Much love for you, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Of course.
Turntable extraordinaire.
DJ, what you got going on?
Yeah, tell us what's going on. Yeah,
let's see.
I know you busy.
Yeah.
Right? So, well, as far as adult events, if you guys catch me on all social medias, DJ_Lawless, L-A-L-A-S, I am weekly at Blue Martini. And then I do a lot of private events, so I am currently on a small tour with the health district promoting a healthy lifestyle. So you know how that
goes.
Let's go. I love it. So, ladies.
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm so excited. Yeah. I am beyond.
Yeah. We are extremely blessed, man. So you guys, make sure you guys follow, subscribe to all our channels.
Yeah.
Okay. R&B Live. rnb-live.com,
yes.
R&B Live Podcast, yes. On all of our social medias. Check us out. We're gonna have this interview up and running next week, so you guys just check it out.
Yes.
And we are extremely blessed. Any last words, ladies?
No, you guys, we have our social media handles on the screen as well, so hit us all up. We are our whole team, and we are here.
facts.
So hit us up,
ladies and gentlemen. This is the R&B Live Podcast.
Let's go, guys.
Las Vegas.
Love you. Love you guys. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
All right, let me find the credits. Here we go.
Anybody ever told you you remind them of SZA? You kind of remind me of SZA. Like, the way you talking and stuff, it's just like, the way you pronounce stuff, I'm like, damn, she
remind me of SZA. This one right here?
Yeah.
This
like
Texas.
The side profile, too. Like, this is
I never had that before. Thank you.
I'm gonna call you SZA.
I'll take it. I love her too. I do.
I love it, guys.